Part 3. For questions 11 to 15, listen to a talk about the Swiss education system and decide these statements are true, false, or not given. Write your answers in the corresponding numbered boxes provided.
The Swiss education system offers many different possibilities for a professional career. In some important aspects, the education system differs from other countries. It is therefore important to understand it well. There are three main training pathways after the compulsory school years: an apprenticeship, vocational education and training, VET, a specialized school, or a baccalaureate school. An apprenticeship allows you to learn all the essentials of a profession. That's why it is composed of a theoretical part and a practical part. You are already entitled to a small salary as part of the 2 to 4 year long apprenticeship. For example, you can become a computer scientist, a healthcare assistant, a carpenter. You can work after the apprenticeship. You can also complete a federal vocational baccalaureate during or after the apprenticeship, which allows you to continue your studies at a higher education institution. There are three kinds of higher education institutions: standard universities, universities of applied sciences, and universities of teacher education. Studies are divided into a master and a bachelor. It usually takes 3 years to complete a bachelor's degree and another 2 years for a master's degree. You can study at a university of applied sciences with a specialized baccalaureate or a federal vocational baccalaureate. The degree courses are geared towards occupational practices. They convey theoretical and practical knowledge for specific occupational fields. An internship is often part of the degree. Most students complete a bachelor's degree. It is also possible to obtain a master's degree. With a degree from a university of applied sciences, you can, for instance, become a civil engineer, a nutritionist, or a business economist. Universities of teacher education train teachers. In order to take part in teacher training, you may have to choose another degree course and bring along other prior knowledge, depending on which level you would like to teach. To be able to study at a university or a federal technical university, you need either a general baccalaureate or an equivalent preliminary education. Both universities and federal technical universities teach mainly theory, analysis-related skills, and scientific methodology. A higher education degree is usually not a direct vocational training. After every degree, there are various professional opportunities. Your previous work experience, internships, and voluntary work play an important role in your choice of profession. Aside from the research field, you can access other vocations such as finance and accounting, project management, and education. The great thing is that the Swiss education system is flexible. As such, after completing a course and with some extra effort, you can specialize further or even change to a different course or school. You can also study at a university or a federal technical university if you take a supplementary exam, passerelle, after the federal vocational baccalaureate. With a general baccalaureate, you can study at a university of applied sciences after completing additional practical experience. A qualification also gives you the opportunity to pursue further training at tertiary level. Vocational qualifications. You can obtain further training at a professional college to become a specialist or a manager. Or you can take a federal professional examination if you have a lot of experience in your profession. The important thing is that with all these training pathways, you have the opportunity to find a well-paid and respected job. Now that you have an overview, it is up to you to seek more information about the different training opportunities to find a suitable option for you.